Frank McClement with the Saratoga County Veterans Service Agency says some military veterans face unique mental and physical challenges.
Obviously, first and foremost, could be PTSD, TBI, other reacclimation challenges.
Saratoga County is home to 18,000 veterans and their families. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs estimates that about 11 to 20 out of every 100 veterans who have returned from wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have post-traumatic stress disorder in a given year. That's higher than the average U.S. population. The VA estimates 7 to 8% of Americans experience PTSD at some point in their lives. The training session held Thursday at SUNY Adirondack's Wilton campus is a partnership between the Saratoga County Veterans Service Agency, Saratoga County Sheriff's Office, and Stratton VA Medical Center Justice Outreach Program, based in Albany. The goal is to teach local law enforcement how to better handle situations involving veterans in crisis. It's the second time the program has come to Saratoga County. Courtney Slade, Veterans Justice Outreach Coordinator with Albany Stratton VA, says over the last 5 years, more local veterans have been made aware of available services because of the training.
We've helped to divert veterans to the Albany VA when they're in emotional crisis or need mental health support. And then also we're able to get them pretty much just additional resources in the community.
Slade says an important part of communicating with a veteran is understanding military culture. She says many in law enforcement can relate because the field has a high percentage of veterans compared to other parts of the workforce.
They already have a toolkit. They've served, they can engage a veteran, sometimes they can de-escalate a veteran. A lot of our VA police are veterans. So within the system, they actually de-escalate scenarios before they could even reach, you know, a crisis within a house.
Saratoga County District Attorney Karen Hagen said the training and partners like the VA and the Saratoga County Veterans Service Agency help inform prosecutors in dealing with cases that may involve a veteran as a defendant or a victim of a crime.
We've taken a heightened examination approach when it comes to crimes, and we continue to look to find, when it's appropriate, alternative opportunities when it comes to sentencing or how the crime is resolved.
Hagen says she was pleased to look around the room and see staff with several county agencies at the training session.
We are getting a chance to access services and access information, and I think sometimes that's just as important.
Reporting from Wilton for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.